This is Mrs. Holtzclaw, and I'm going to read Chapter 7, The Big Stink. Mona's ears twitched as she listened, barely daring to breathe. "See, there's everything here you like, darling." "The binoculars, where are the binoculars?" "Right here, my sweet aroma." Steps crossed the room, and Mona could hear the door to the balcony being pushed open. "Do you think it's safe out here?" came Lord Sudsbury's voice. "You know the balconies are private, dear," said Lady Sudsbury, "and well hidden by branches. Mr. Hartwood thinks of safety above all else." "If you're certain..." The suite was silent for a moment, and Mona imagined Lord Sudsbury gazing out through the binoculars across the treetops. "What should I do?" Mona wondered. "How long will they stay in the suite? What if they spend all afternoon here?" She had to keep working. There was still lots to do in the rest of the hotel, but she didn't want to suddenly show herself. They were guests, and she wasn't supposed to be in their room. Not to mention that if she surprised them, they might spray. And then she'd be in big trouble. "Oh, come, please, darling, put those down. You won't see anything from here. We're up too high and very far from home now. Try to forget..." "Forget?" asked Lord Sudsbury. "When I know wolves are in the forest? And not just one or two, mind. A whole pack. And more are gathering, Rose." Wolves? Mona remembered them from the night of the storm. Were more really gathering? "Oh, Hawthorne, you're always worrying about something," continued Lady Sudsbury. "Wolves, coyotes, foxes, even spiders. And that's why I booked us here for an extended stay. There is nothing to harm us at the Hartwood Hotel. Wolves do not even know where it is. We are safe here, Hawthorne." "Safe? Safe?" "Deep breaths, Hawthorne, deep breaths. You are working yourself up again." "I am not," cried Lord Sudsbury. Mona could hear him pacing. "It's not like you heard the howls. It was me who woke up that night. I heard them." His footsteps grew louder and louder. Mona knew Lord Sudsbury was in the bathroom now. "And I can't forget them, no matter what you say. It wasn't you who..." "Ah!" Mona looked up at a very handsome, very distressed skunk. He was wearing a black and white striped tie that matched his fur. His tail shook. Mona opened her mouth to explain, but too late. Whoosh! Lord Sudsbury sprayed. The smell instantly filled the room and the tub. Mona pinched her nose, but it barely helped. She gasped and choked. "Oh, Hawthorne," murmured Rose. "You just had to spray, didn't you? And after what Mr. Hartwood said. Now we will have to leave. So much for safety, so much for relaxation. It was just a little," cried Hawthorne, who tugged at his tie. "Rose, I didn't mean to, but look." Lady Sudsbury's steps grew louder as she walked into the bathroom. "A mouse," she gasped, looming over Mona. Lady Sudsbury's black fur was curled and tied with tiny white bows, while her white fur was brushed smooth and sleek. Her tail shook, and Mona thought she, too, might spray, but then she cleared her throat, and her tail stopped shaking. "Who are you?" she demanded. Mona slowly stood up, pinching her nose. She tried not to tremble as she looked up at them.
"The
what?" asked Lord Sudsbury. "I think she's the maid, my darling," replied Lady Sudsbury. Mona unpinched her nose, the terrible aroma overwhelming her again. She tried to ignore that as she continued quickly. "Yes, I'm the maid, and I was just finishing cleaning the tub when you arrived. I'm so sorry." Lord Sudsbury stared sadly at her, twisting his tie in his paw. "It's too late now."
"It's my fault," said Mona.
"It is your fault indeed," said Lady Sudsbury stormily. "I expect you will explain everything to Mr. Hartwood."
Of course, stammered Mona, her heart sinking.
But to Mona's relief, Lord Sudsbury quickly said, "Oh, don't make her, Rose. What if Mr. Hartwood asks us to leave? It was me who sprayed, after all.
I can't bear to go home now when we've just arrived."
"But the smell," she replied. "The other guests and Mr. Hartwood are sure to notice, even with this little bit. It's too powerful."
Powerful. Mona had heard that before, and it gave her an idea. The peppermint. It was powerful smelling, too, but sweet and fresh. And Mr. Higgins said she could take some.
I think I can help," said Mona.
"What do you mean?" asked Lord Sudsbury.
"Just wait right here," she said as she climbed out of the tub. "Open the balcony door and fan the air. I'll be right back."
Before leaving the room, Mona rubbed herself all over with the sprig of peppermint from her pocket. It didn't get rid of the skunk smell completely, but it definitely disguised it. Then she hurried back to the garden for more. Mona's plan worked. She and the Sudsberries crushed peppermint and stuffed it around the tub and under the bed and even hung sprigs all over the pine cone. And when they were done, the mint masked most of the skunk odor. Lord Sudsbury was very grateful, and Lady Sudsbury's glower softened.
"It smells a little like home," she said.
And though it smelled nothing like a home Mona would want, she felt better, better enough to scurry away to have a bath. Telling Tilly that she was dirty from the cleaning, which was sort of the truth.
"Well, you'll have to miss lunch then," said Tilly, sniffing at Mona suspiciously.
Mona nodded and hurried to the washroom. She ran a bath and scrubbed well, using a soap that was shaped like a little heart. The bubbles smelled like nuts and honey and made her think of cozy nights and full bellies. If she had a home, this was just the way she'd like it to smell. She sank into the warm water and, for a moment, felt as pampered as Lord and Lady Sudsbury, though she thought, smiling to herself, much more relaxed.